You're listening to Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet. We're live in our Cedar Falls studios with Honeywise.
Hello.
Hi.
Two, three, four. That's Honeywise live on Studio One Tracks. Sophia Landis and Jason Surratt, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. That was Civil Unrest from the, I don't know, how new is the Grass is Green? Okay, so still pretty new.
Pretty new, guys, yeah.
Pretty new record. That's a timely song there, Civil Unrest.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that one?
A long one.
Give us a short version if you can.
I'll try. It started when everything was happening in Ferguson.
Ah, yes.
I was watching, you know, news and reading stuff on Facebook, and, you know, kind of depending on your source of media, it seemed to me that like, both sides had a bad guy, either it was police officers or people living in marginalized neighborhoods. And so I was trying to, you know, I had to communicate this to Sophie because she's got the lyrical talent. I had the idea. So it was a solo song on my, an instrumental on my solo CD. And when we got together, I told her what I was thinking about at that time, and she put everything together lyrically and basically trying to find this middle ground between, like, you know, not all police officers are bad, not all people living in the inner city are bad. A lot of them are just working people like everybody else that are trying to do a job. Sometimes that job is difficult. But sometimes there are police officers who do bad things, and sometimes there are people that, you know, live in these neighborhoods doing bad things. And so we needed to kind of address both sides of that issue and hear the complete, you know, both sides of the story, you know, in every case.
Yeah, nice song and a good way to start out the album and the show.
Thank you.
And so Honeywise is now a duo. Officially, is that correct?
That's right.
That's right.
You recently, your bass player went on to a solo career.
That's right. But we did start out as a duo to begin with, and so.
And we're still great friends with Trevor. We love him to death and wish him the best. I still stay at his place from time to time when we're in town. So.
Okay, and we should mention Jason is playing guitar. And Sophia was playing the flute on that last tune, and now she has a mandolin in her hands.
That's right.
So let's hear more from Honeywise.
All right. This is a song I wrote called Lover's Loop. In the 1830s lived a man named Lou, just outside the city of Dubuque. He made friends with the native man with teeth bagel. Laying near his head. Oh, Thank you.
Lover's Leap. Say that one. Side of the Road, is that what we're doing next?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Obviously, I wrote that song on a bad day, but here's a song that I wrote on a good day. It's called Take Me to Davisan. Pulling up in the two of us, but he's standing there waving at us with a friendly smile slapped across his face. We shared a smoke, laughed and lies. We told some jokes, and I knew right away I liked that place. When the mother fellas arrived, it was no way a surprise. Finally, all were just as friendly too. Well, they come off a little brash when they sing their rowdy trash grass, but you can't judge musicians by their tunes. Take me to Davis Land, where every woman and every man is treated like family. Everyone dance, that's fiddle plays, that mandolin's takes me away as banjo is plucked and guitar is strung.
So fine.
Bass handle ties it all together. Music be any better, and with that washboard playing, needs a drum. Take me to Dave's Den, where every woman and every man is treated like family. Making music all night long, everybody singing along. Come on down and have yourself a bottle of 90 Booch. And if you're tired and you feel like you want to relax a bit, out in the sauna, it's in the backyard by the chicken coop. Take me to Dave's Den, where every woman and every man is treated like family. Making music all night long, everybody singing along.
Sophia Landis and Jason B. Prepared Surratt, they're Honeywise. Nice, covered that very nicely. Honeywise, our guests, we'll be back in 1 minute here on Studio One Tracks.
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more. Plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
And we're back on Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. Honeywise, our guest in our Cedar Falls studios. Checking it out online, I get the impression that Honeywise does a lot of traveling, play a lot of gigs, festivals all over the country. What do you have coming up here in the next near future?
Wednesday, we're playing at DG's Tap in Ames, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Friday, Sophie's going to be doing a Mississippi River cruise out of McGregor. It starts at 7. That's with her other band, Big Blue Sky. And she's going to, possibly try to join
us at Jameson's. Try to make it back for the second half of the Jameson's show.
Later, but it'll be me and Trevor, our bass player, will be playing with us that night. And then the 17th, we play Fulton Music Festival, which is just the other side of the river from Clinton, Iowa. And we'll be joined by the Urban Pioneers. And I'm trying to remember some of the other names of the bands because I don't know them personally yet. But it'll be a really good time. All-day festival, I think it's like $20 or $25 is all. And a lot of good bands and apparently really good scenery.
Yeah,
is there anything that I'm missing?
The Mary Lou's.
Oh, Mary Lou's, right. We're playing there. Is that Saturday at 2 o'clock?
Yep.
It's a benefit, and I can't remember what the benefit is for either. We have a really hefty schedule, so.
Heroes.
Oh, okay. It's for heroes.
Okay. It's a good cause.
Yeah, heroes are good.
It's great you're keeping busy and taking the Honeywise message out all over the place. Sophia's got a flute in her hand once again. Now, what makes a flute a Native American flute?
Well, they're made of wood, and, well, I'm just, like, they're kind
it
of,
sounds
a lot of people
like
think
a Native
it's
American
a recorder
flute.
When they see it, if they don't know what it is. So it looks like that for people who can't see on the radio. It's kind of like that. It's not like a sideways flute, like a classical flute. It's straight down, more like a clarinet, and it's made of wood. The one I'm about to play in this next song, I'm using, like, a drone flute, so it's as if it has two different
barrels.
That's what I call it. I know it's not the right term, but I like that anyway.
Double
barrel. And so,
flute.
Like the one side holds the note A, the other side will play the melody. So, like.
Well, there's something about that sound that says Native American, though.
They're so, Native American yeah. style flutes because they're made by a white guy that lives in Ames, Mark Wood, right?
But for educational purposes, it's still legal to say it's a Native American flute. But if you're selling them and you're not actually Native American, you're supposed to say Native American style flute.
I
Just
see.
A little bit of trivia there for you.
Okay.
It's also
well,
the law.
Whatever you call it, it sounds great. And once again, here's Honey Wise.
Thank you. This song is called The Soaring Truth.
Two, three, four.
Like the grass is green and the sky is blue, and the birds fly high like a soaring truth. Like the seasons come and the seasons go, it's undeniable you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Like the water flows in the riverbed and the autumn leaves turn from green to red. Like the planet circles the sun in four, it's undeniable you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You won't get me to change my mind. I know that this is true within time. Just one look inside your soul, and it's undeniable you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Like the black of night will fade into day, the shining stars all fade. Like the planet circles the sun in full, it's undeniable you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You give your love so freely. You give your life completely. No flower could ever contend. Lover, with you, my sweet friend, you won't get me to change my mind. I know that this is true with time. Just one look inside your soul, and it's undeniable. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to stay on the flute for another song here. This one's called Careless Destruction.
Destroy it, we
destroy ourselves. Natives tended to a land filled with resources sacred to them and humbly revered. Then white immigrants invaded without assimilation, tore apart the land the natives held so dear. Humans do not own the earth, we belong to it. When we destroy it, we destroy ourselves. Humans do not own the earth, we belong to it. When we destroy it, we destroy ourselves. Sacred native blood. Humans do not own the earth, we belong to it. When we destroy it, we destroy ourselves. Humans do not own the earth, we belong to it. When we destroy it, we destroy ourselves.
Thank you. So the last couple of songs we played have been rooted in nature and the planet and that kind of thing. And I'm going to do another one about one of my favorite parts of the planet, which is the Driftless area in the upper Mississippi River. And this is called Like an Anchor. Like an anchor into that old Mississippi River. I can't keep myself away from its majesty, from its powerful beauty. My soul got lost in its current, though driftless it may be. Yes, my heart dropped like an anchor into that old Mississippi. Curiosity, so much you understand about this river beauty. Ceruleans fly all the way from tropic lands to spend a few months in driftless hands. The hawks watch from the riverside bluffs, staring down from their raptor castles at us, speaking a language that only they know, so mysterious to us down below. So my heart dropped like an anchor that old Mississippi River. I can't keep myself away from its majesty, from its powerful beauty. My soul got lost in its current, the driftless it may be. Yes, my heart dropped like an anchor to that old Mississippi. A deer stands tall amid the trees, with wisdom and grace she gazes at me. Her eyes meet and she runs away. Save that moment for another day.
to that old Mississippi River. I can't keep myself away from its majesty, from its powerful beauty. My soul got lost in its current, the drift as it may be. Yes, my heart dropped like an anchor to that old Mississippi. Thank you.
That's Honey Wise on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. Our thanks to Tony Daner, also Chris Fenton and Sean Paulette. I'm Mark Simmet. And of course, thanks to Honey Wise, Jason Surratt and Sophia Landis. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Should we send people to honeywise.us?
That's our webpage.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You've got that great blog there. I love it when artists do a blog about what they're up to.
Sophia blogs all the time.
Yeah, I love to write, so it's
just kind of comes right out of you. I get that impression.
Yep.
You don't have to do a lot of editing or, you know. It's like, this is what we're doing. Here we are. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Let's have one more from Honey Wise.
Okay. All right. This sounds called Feeling Good. I've got food to put on the table. I've got a brain and a body that's able. I've got friends and family. I've got a car and an old RV. I've got print to print summertime. I've got music, rhythm, and rhyme. I've got a lot to be grateful for. All these things and so much more. Good, 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 good. Feeling good like I should. There's no need to worry. No need to worry. Oh, I'm feeling good. I've got my daily wine and bread. I've got a place to lay my head. I've got boots to put on my feet. I've got change to spare on the street. I've got a cup that's overflowing. I've got a sun that keeps on glowing. I've got flowers that bloom in spring. Seems that I've got
Thank you for having us.